Welcome to the world of Shabbos Reimagined. My name is Reuven Brand, and I am delighted to welcome you on this learning journey as we explore fascinating, inspiring, and incredible dimensions of the gift that is Shabbos. Let's get started. Let's focus for a few moments on what does it mean on Shabbos that we're meant to feel shalem, wholeness. We say the bracha every Friday night, Haporeis Sukkas Shalom. There is meant to be this canopy, this feeling of peace. Or as A.B. Rottenberg described in his beautiful niggun, it's time to say good Shabbos, because all your work is done. What does it mean that all our work is done? What does it mean when we say once or three times or more at Shalosh Shudas, Mizmor LaDavid Hashem Roi Lo Echsar, that there's nothing lacking? How is it that on Shabbos we are meant to feel that there is nothing lacking? Of course, when we enter Shabbos, aren't there so many issues or concerns or things that are weighing on us? They don't just disappear with the start of Shabbos, do they? This idea that Shabbos is meant to be a time of wholeness is explained by the holy Chernobyler, the Maori Naim, in a fascinating comment in Parshas Miketz, where he points out that even the whole idea of malacha, the prohibition against doing work on Shabbos, is underscoring this idea that we have to feel that nothing is lacking. Why does a person do malacha, asked the Chernobyler, asked the Maori Naim? It's because they feel that something is lacking, and therefore they have to complete it. And that's why he explains, the Mishnah says in the seventh parak of Maseches Shabbos, when we learn about the 39 categories of malacha, we say, Avos malachos arboim chaser achas. The avos malachos, the main categories of work, are 40 minus 1. Why don't we say 39? It's because the idea of the number 40 represents wholeness. For example, the number 40 is the period of gestation before a fetus becomes halachically viable. It's 40 days. Or 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai. Or the 40 saw the measures of water in a mikvah. Or 40 days before an embryo is conceived. Abascal speaks about that. The idea of 40 is completion. And if a person needs to do malacha, it's arboim chaser achas. They're lacking. So the prohibition of doing malacha underscores the idea that on Shabbos, we're not supposed to be lacking anything. So how could that be? So one option is that we are meant to use our imagination. We know that in different areas of Jewish life, in halachic life, we are meant to use our imagination. So perhaps we are imagining that we have nothing left to do, that, as E.B. Rottenberg said, we can throw away our hammer because there's nothing left to do, because we have to imagine as if there's nothing on our to-do list. Similar to the way, perhaps, the Heiliger Rebbe Elimelech of Luzhensk in the Tzetel Katan describes that a person, when they recite Shema, is meant to imagine as if they were Mekayim, fulfilling the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, of Kiddush Hashem, of throwing themselves into a fiery furnace when they would be forced, God forbid, to deny God. Or, as the Shulchan Aruch says, that when we daven, we are meant to imagine that we are standing before the Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, the Kotel HaMa'aravi, the Ribono Shalom in Yerushalayim. So maybe that's one option. But perhaps there's another way of understanding this. And it's not that we imagine that we have no work that we have left to do. It's actually that on Shabbos, we can live in a space, in a reality, where there actually is nothing lacking. The Maharal in the fourth parak of Gevuras Hashem, he describes two terms, categorical terms in the way that the Maharal often does in very stark terms. He distinguishes between what he calls Chomer and Surah. Chomer is the idea of something physical, Chomrius, physicality, and that's symbolized in Tanakh by a Chamor. Tzura is the opposite of the physical. It's the transcendent. It's the spiritual. It's the ideal of something which is non-physical. The Maharal explains that chamor, chomer, the physicality, is what he calls a mitzios pachus. It is something which is always lacking. Physicality has limits. And that's what he calls nechshav bekoach. It's something that has potential, but it's not fully realized yet. The tzura, he says, is hefek lezeh, shehi shlemos ve'ein chisaron baklal. There is nothing lacking in something which is spiritual. Something which lives in the realm of Tzura is by definition, according to the Maharal, Shalem is whole. Says the Holy Baal Shem, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh in Parshas Bereishis, Ala Torah, in Os, in letter 83, he says that the fundamental core of Shabbos is Lehistabik B'Hashem Yisbarach, is to connect with Hashem, with our inner soul. He says through Torah, through Tefillah, and that he quotes in the Zohar HaKadosh is Yoma. This day is Yoma D'Nishmasan. It's the day of the soul. Rotzalomer says the Baal Shem, Shemeyer Shoresh HaNeshamos Al HaNeshamos Shebegufim, that the source of all souls, meaning the Ribono Shel Olam, the spark of godliness within us, illuminates our souls within our bodies. V'him Nechsaf Meilav. And that relates, he says, to the Neshama Yisera, to the added soul that the Gemara says in Beitza that we receive every Friday afternoon at the onset of Shabbos. Well, if Shabbos is the Yoma D'Nishmasa, it's the day of us identifying with our souls, then it's the day that we are tapping into the realm of Tzura, of transcendence, of no limits. In that sense, we are not connected to the Chomer, to the physical, which is Chaser, which needs work to be done, which has something lacking. It's rather our whole essence of being in the realm of Tzura. And this, a beautiful translation of the line in the Zohar. The Zohar says, we are lacking nothing on Shabbos. Klum chaser bebeis hamelech. The Zohar says, is there anything lacking in the house of the king? On Shabbos, we greet the king, as the Rambam says, or as we say in Kabbalah Shabbos, L'chadodi likras Shabbos malkasa, the Shabbos queen, like the Gemara says in Shabbos. Shabbos is this idea of the melech. Is there anything lacking in the Beis HaMelech? Not just because we can imagine that we have everything. It's because when we are in the Yoma D'Nishmasa, in the realm of Tzura, in this spiritual identity, in this frame, in the stance of spirituality, then we're lacking nothing. Hashem is the Melech Malchei Amlachim. If we transcend our limitations of the Chomer of the physical and we live in the dimension of the Yoma D'Nishmasa, then in fact, we lack nothing. So we really can throw away our hammer because it's not about hammers. It's not about building things. It's not about the Chomer. It's about the Tzura. The Tzura becomes our identity of Shabbos, of Yoma D'Nishmasa. And from that perspective, we really do lack nothing. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to learning with you next week. For more amazing Torah opportunities, please check out our YU Torah Mitzion Kollel of Chicago's website, www.torahchicago.org.